Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
As part of the bicentennial campaign for Indiana Athletics, the man running the department, Fred Glass, let it be known the other night on Behind the Scenes from Yogi's that a new golf course will soon be in the works and become reality. Right now, it's on the back burner. There's a whole lot of renovation going on, as you know. But recently, hired Greg Bishop, general manager, has hit the ground running. He's made significant upgrades, has helped with the marketing of the course, and as Fred was telling me the other night,
chip quality golf course here at the golf course at IU, which will be an amenity not only for our golf teams, but more importantly, I think, for the university and the Bloomington community as a whole. I think the new hospital going out there creates a certain synergy, if you will. It will create more attention in that area. We're going to lose the driving range as part of the hospital development, but we'll replace the driving range on what is now the par 3 and then develop the remaining 18 holes into a course of which all Hoosiers can be proud. Greg Bishop, who has just done an absolutely fabulous job out there, doing the best he can with what he has, leadership, his knowledge of the game, his knowledge of the business. Give a special shout out to Spider Miller, who helped bring Greg to our attention and facilitated us connecting with him.
That's Vice President, Director of Athletics, Fred Glass. In the meantime, be it driving range, par 3, or the Champ Course, fairways and greens, and, well, enjoy the beautiful weather the next several days, huh? By the way, football publicist Jeff Cake tells me there's been a slight change in the Cream Crimson game tomorrow night. It's scheduled to kick off at 6:30. Chuck Crabb will be joining us on Big Show Friday to embellish all of the details. That's coming up tomorrow. Reds and Cubs from Wrigley at 8:05 tonight. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
As we approach Indiana's 200th anniversary here later this year, a special project is underway to celebrate and recognize the greatest sports stories in the history of Indiana. Sports writers and broadcasters across the state have weighed in on a history-making documentary by nominating their favorite top 25 sports stories, and later this year, we'll be releasing this work to the public through a beautiful collection book illustrating the 25 greatest sports stories in the history of Indiana. The president of Indiana Sports History, LLC, Brent Slinker, joined me the other night.
This is exciting because it's a sum total of all the things we get excited about in sports. You know, it's non-political, it's non-gender, it crosses all socioeconomic boundaries, and it's one of those things that you can look at it a couple different ways. It's people sitting around and having a beer and talking about their favorite stories and the history of Indiana. Our history is so rich with these stories, that the coaches, the players, the games, the events. Within the state of Indiana, in our history, we're talking about the Indianapolis 500, Damon Bailey, the Indianapolis Colts, Mark Spitz, the 1954 Milan team, Notre Dame football, John Wooden, Peyton Manning, Reggie Miller, Newt Rockne, Bob Knight, George Talaferro, Larry Bird, Oscar Robertson. I mean, that's just a start, Joe. And it gives you an idea of the rich history that we have in the state that I think truly helps define us.
Well, as such, it'll, well, contribute to the desired outcome when it's all eventually said and done, which is to, well, tell the compelling story of how and why sports have played a part in defining our great state of Indiana. President of Indiana Sports History, LLC, Brent Slinkard. I'm Joe Smith.